streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your host, Boyd and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back. I gotta do right before they call
me home. Good evening and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back show. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, the streets don't love you back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes as we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight, just in time for Christmas. Our guest tonight will be Mr. Theodore Miles. And, you know, Christmas time brings the warmth of evergreen and the smell of evergreens in the air. But for anyone who's ever stacked a 6-foot Fraser fir on the roof of the car, sometimes the transporting of the wondrous pine scent can be more than challenging. With the establishment of the Christmas Angel Network, entrepreneur Theodore Miles has not only effectively tackled the transportation issue, but he has also created a method to provide holiday fundraising for charities and organizations in the process. Ted's love affair with trees began as a youth while working on Christmas lots during the holiday season, and he learned to distinguish between the varied saplings, including the noble fir, Fraser fir, white pine, balsam, and of course the evergreen, all of which are sold via the Christmas Angel Network. The experience taught him that the right tree was just as important as the right place, or the right price, I should say, and led him to create the Christmas Angel Network. So we will bring him on in a few minutes and hear all about his ventures. Before we bring him on, let me welcome Boyd to the show.
Yes, thank everybody for tuning in every Wednesday night like you do, and we just want to say it's delighted to have our great guest on the show tonight, and without further ado, we're going to bring our guest on and let our guest start telling you a little bit about. All right. Welcome, Mr. Theodore, to the Streets and Love You Back show.
Well, thank you for having me on the program, and I love the title, The Streets Don't Love You Back, which is so true.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah, well, hey, my pleasure.
Yeah, so we just want to, you know, get down to it, Mr. Theodore. I mean, how were you raised up, first of all, and how did you start getting involved with different great things to better your mind and better your horizon?
Well, how I got involved with Christmas trees is one thing, but, you know, it's a long journey when you have a passion to do things. And so at my age, I'm past the mark of no return. So,
my man, it's all good, Mr. Theodore.
But it's all good, Yeah, I got involved as a young kid, you know. My father got me involved with Christmas trees when I was young. And so I began to, you know, like it. I mean, first of all, let me say, I didn't know my mother had to buy a Christmas tree, first of all. I had to have one as a child, but we have no idea that mom has to go out and spend that money and bring that tree in the house. And, you know, the child, you don't know that. But when you get older, you kind of figure it out and say, well, you know, and back then, you know, the money they spent for Christmas tree was a lot of money to bring that tree in the house. Yeah. Whether it was a Douglas fir or whatever. I mean, they did it. They brought it in, and we had a little Christmas, and it's, you know, some of the warmest memories you'll ever have as a child.
And that's for real, man. I mean, I love holiday season, Mr. Theodore.
Yeah. Open that present under the tree and whatever it was in the box.
You were thankful. You were thankful.
It was a precious time. And you couldn't tell me back then there was no Santa Claus. Come on, please.
Oh, not at all, because I was waiting on him, you know what I mean? I was waiting on him, you know what I mean? Especially when they told you the part about go to sleep because he had to come down the chimney, you know?
Right. Go to sleep and be the first thing to wake up, and you see the present just like a miracle, you know? And the tree is there. So, you know, I decided, I started playing around with it, the idea of the internet. Well, not the internet, but pre-ordering. You remember those Spiegel catalogs?
Oh man, way back in the day, yeah.
Way back in the day, where
the big one.
Yeah, well, you could. Oh yeah, absolutely. Sears catalog and the Spiegel catalog. You could order things out of the catalog, and sooner or later, it will get to your doorstep. So I decided, well, what about Christmas trees? You know, we do the Christmas tree lots, but how can I get this Christmas tree from the farm directly to the consumer? So back in the 80s, back in the 80s, I played around. I'm from Oklahoma. I said, okay, let me. And it was in July, in the mid '80s. I said, okay, I'm going to take some young kids and give them some slips of paper, and have them go to houses throughout, you know, Tulsa, and to have them go door to door and to ask people to pre-order Christmas trees. And we called it Christmas in July.
Yeah.
Whereby they would place a purchase for the tree, and we would have it delivered in December. That's how it got started. My intent and purpose was to put young kids to work. So that was a twofold thing here, to put kids to work, but also to test the Christmas tree concept. So I did that back in the mid-'80s. It was successful. I mean, you know, we didn't break a bank, but it's the test. You know, you test them to see if they work. So that did work. I didn't try it again, you know, just doing the Christmas tree lights. I've been a radio announcer for years started back in 1969, all over the country radio announcer. I've had Christmas tree lights at the back of the May Company here in California, in Los Angeles, in the 70s. So, but, you know, back in the mid-2000s, I decided to test it again. So organization that I consult, the National Congress of Black Women, we decided to test it via the Internet. Now, the Internet wasn't ready, and I knew that because people had a hard time saying HTTP back then.
Right.
So, but I tested it, and, I used, I think it was American Airlines or one of the airlines to see if it would work. It did. People were amazed to see. It was like in awe of the tree coming from a tree farm to their door and fresh, pull it out the box, stand up, and the leaf and the branches just open right. You take the, take the string off of it, and you stand it up, and it just falls down. It's beautiful. So I had
smelling straight pine. Smelling pine. Smelling number good pine.
Absolutely. So in 2013, we decided to roll it out again on a larger scale.
My man.
And so what my focus was to go out and find Christmas tree farms throughout the country, logistically located in different parts of the country. Whereby it makes it easier if someone wants to buy a tree in the Northeast, whether they're in the Southeast or Northwest or whatever, there would be Christmas tree farms logistically located near those areas, whether they're reef farms or Christmas tree farms. We decided to do that, and that's the way we modeled the Christmas Angel Network, whereby we have a number of Christmas tree farms on board. Wreath farms, Christmas tree farms, and then I got FedEx to buy into it, meaning FedEx would deliver the tree to the doors, and of course it worked. We're at this late date now. We're not selling trees now because you're not going to get it by Christmas with all the bad weather. But we are still selling wreaths. If you want to see the Christmas Angel Network, you can go to www.christmasangelnetwork.net. If you make a mistake and put the .com, it doesn't matter. I own that too. So that's how it got started. And you're loving it. It's a fun thing. And the objective with my passion, my Afrocentric passion,
Yes.
I always believe that we as a people, ethnicity, black folks, can turn around our economy with a Christmas tree, and just one Christmas tree. You know how many Christmas trees are purchased? Well, let me phrase it this way. Over $2 billion is spent in the purchase of Christmas trees within a two-month period of time.
Wow.
Now, as a good friend of mine, Rick Holmes, would say, factor that.
Yeah, no mystery. Yeah, definitely.
Right,
And that factor right there speaks volume.
Yes. So the key is getting in between that sucking sound that comes out of our communities. Because, you know, we're going to buy Christmas trees.
Oh, definitely. We're going to make the house right.
Right. We're going to buy Christmas trees. So we need to get in between. And then my formula is to, part of it is to get in between that Christmas tree sale. I know Christmas tree lots, they've been Christmas tree lots forever and a day. But as the technology comes upon us, or it is upon us now, but as it grows and grows and grows, the complexity of how we buy things will change, even Christmas trees, even groceries, where you won't have to go to
the grocery. That's for real.
Yeah, so that's the beginnings of it. So, you know, and I know people have their trees in their houses now, and my concern, as always, is to make sure that tree is safe and watered, proper care.
Exactly, bottom line. Now, give them that website again, Mr. Theodore, and let them know what kind of pine trees you got, you know what I mean, for the holiday season when they roll around.
Well, www.christmasangelnetwork.net. And you can go there and browse around. As I said, the trees are not for sale now because at this late date you won't get it by Christmas. But you might buy a wreath that will stop shipping those after Friday. So if you wanted to go buy a wreath, or if some of your audience, your listeners, would like to go and purchase a wreath, or purchase one and send it to a charity or send it to a church, you know, it's a good thing to do. So,
yes, indeed. And I encourage the viewers to do just that.
It's a good thing. Good thing. And and plus, you get a chance to see it show up at your house. And you can say, it works.
Yeah, and I'll be looking forward to it next year. That's exactly what they say. It works, and next year I'll put my order in earlier for my Christmas tree.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then maybe we can have a promotional thing next year.
Without a doubt. You know what I mean? I'm always open to spread the message, you know?
Yeah.
Definitely.
See, and there are different types of trees. People think there are maybe three or four or five trees, but there are different species of tree. You have your cedar, you have your cypress, you have your firs, you have your, you know, just your pine tree, your different types of pine trees. You got spruce trees, Colorado blue spruce, the Black Hill spruce, the white pine, the Virginia pine, the ponderosa pine, the Nordic fir. Now, the Fraser fir is a great tree. Fraser fir, they call it the Rolls Royce of tree, as well as the noble fir, the grand fir.
Right.
So there are different types of tree, different types of aromas and smells, you know, when you get that tree in your house. But, you know, you go buy a tree, you want to make sure, and all people always say there, I want the perfect tree. Well, I hate to bust
no
you,
doubt.
But there is no perfect tree.
No, not now.
Right, not now. Well, not now, because going to a tree lot to trying to find a perfect tree, usually people find a tree that they want. They eventually will see something that they like. There are four sides to a tree. In the circumference, there's four sides to it. And when you put it in your house, if you put it up against in a corner, you're only going to get a certain view of a tree. In other words, you get that
right.
front view. And I have to say this with people with trees now. I have to say this now. When they put those trees up, do not put the trees near a vent, you know, a heater vent, like, you know, your vents in your house. Keep them away from the vents. You would not put it again next to a fireplace. So my advice is to not have the heater vent blowing on that tree. And
okay,
if you have your tree inside your house now, make sure that you have cut at the bottom of the tree. You know, take a knife or whatever and cut the bottom part of that tree on the side that you stick inside the water, because you want the tree to drink the water.
Yes.
You put a tree inside of a stand and do not cut that tree. Like, put a little hole in the side of it so it can have access to that water. People thinking they will get it out of the butt of that tree. But make it easier for the tree to drink the water. And
for the tree to absolutely grow.
Right, right. I had a conversation with a radio guy. He told me that his mother would always put an aspirin in the water when they put the tree in. And he said, I could not figure out why my mother always told me that. And I kind of said to him, I said, look, if someone cut your butt off, what would you do?
Right.
It's a joke, you know. In other words, if someone cut you from your butt, your bottom, and you
exactly. I mean, you know.
You can
look at that and say, when your man said that, you know, he was just, you know, referring to what we're talking about, and that's great, great trees, you know.
Oh, yeah,
and that's
a
beautiful thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
just
beautiful
thing. Take care of those trees.
Yes. And what else would you like the viewers to know, Mr. Theodore, as well, you know? Because it's a lot of people that deal with human nature and earth and the outdoors and things like that. And what else would you like them to know as well?
Well, I mean, I'm an old country boy. You know, I've been around when there were, you know, it turned out in the outdoors when we had outdoor toilets, okay? So,
my man.
So it's nature. I love nature. It's just something about just the feel of nature and how it makes you feel. Back in the day, we used to walk around with no shoes on your feet, and the oneness with Mother Earth and how it feels. And also with trees and so forth. That's the thing about the Christmas trees. The Indians will say, "Will you speak to the earth?" Well, yeah, you do. If you have that oneness with nature, you can do that. And just like looking at an animal, animal looks back at you. And some people, you understand what that animal is saying to you? Of course I do, because animals always have eye contact, always.
Without a doubt.
That's how they speak to you. And the young kids always tell them, listen, trees, if we didn't have trees on this earth, we couldn't survive.
Oh, bottom line, you know what I mean? Because they keep the sunlight off you when it shouldn't be too much sunlight on you.
But not only that. It's the oxygen that they give off.
Oh, man, beautiful.
Yeah, the oxygen. There's a forest near the North Pole, going toward the North Pole. It's called the Tiger Forest. If you look it up, there are trees that grow over 1,000 feet tall.
Wow.
And they supply over two-thirds of this Earth's oxygen. But no one talks about that.
Wow, that's deep.
So just type it in search on the Internet, and you'll find Tiger Forest, and then you'll understand.
Many trees and things like that that people love, you know what I mean? And love growing and love just being around, you know, and I noticed that as years go on, how the outside world is great, especially the country.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. The old saying, if you limit yourself to your own corner of the block, you'll be there the rest of your life. And I always tell people, go do, especially a young person, go see some of the world, because there's a lot of world to see. A lot of
Amen.
World. Yeah, so don't limit
Amen.
Yourself to your corner of the block. It's, if you do, you'll be there the rest of your life.
Exactly. You know, so you heard what Mr. Theodore said. You got to expand your horizon and expand your mind, and you have to be educated and learn and want to learn to get more educated to succeed. So that's the bottom line, you know. And any other encouragement words, Mr. Theodore, you'd like to tell the viewers?
Well, you know, I want to tell you about the fundraising component that the Christmas Angel Network provides organizations, churches, individuals who, because as I said earlier, I didn't say it, but I'll say it now, collective
mm-hmm.
wisdom, if we're connected, that's what that tree will do, is connect us. If in fact
yes.
that, if in fact that organizations, whether they're small or large, say you have these mega churches, for example. I'll give you some examples here. They have 1,000 members in their church, or 500. And what the Christmas Angel Network, we set out to do was to create a fundraising component within the Christmas Angel Network, where the trees would be competitively priced, cost-effective with the delivery from FedEx, turnkey ordering system, sales tracking, cash back and donations, up to 35% of the profits from the tree. Now, that would be, that's unheard of, really.
Oh, ain't no mystery.
One would say, how are you able to give 35% back? Well, I mean, 100% and 35%, it's easy. Just do the math. For example, the cash back and donations, look for next year this to happen on a large, large scale, since the cat's out the
mm-hmm.
bag, Christmas Angel Network. For example, if you have an organization that moves 500 trees, and that would be like, on their $63,000 in revenue, cash back to them would be $1,400, and the donation to this organization would be $8,500. Now that's
mm-hmm.
that's on the low end. Now there's a $100 thing, 100 trees, but I didn't start there. I started at 500. Then it goes up
yes.
to 1,000. You move 1,000 trees. Now, a number of people in an organization, if you have a church with 100 members, 200 members, of course, with collective wisdom, they can move a lot of trees. They don't have to touch a tree.
Oh, no doubt.
They don't have to smell a tree. All they need to do is to, they would give them a unique identifying discount code. And with email, they can email that discount code to anybody. And if anyone buys that tree with that discount code, it goes towards their organization. Let's say so that church that's comprised of 200 members,
right?
Well, you know that and sending that discount code out to as many members, mother, father, sister, brother, aunt, uncle, cousin, and friend, and these people, you know, purchase the tree. And let's just say if they sold 1,000 trees. Well,
mm-hmm.
the cash back would be $2,800, because if they put some marketing dollars out there to help that, the cash back would be $17,000.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then it goes up. $5,000 would yield $85,000. Then 10,000
right.
trees would yield $170,000. Donation to them. You see how the formula works with the discount code.
Oh,
and
man, the formula is working great.
Well, the formula is great, absolutely, because it's giving back, and it's an incentive to connect those dots. I've often said many years ago. Now, I mean, this is no punt to say anything negative about women, but if black women were to buy their pantyhose in one particular location, in one particular place, for 6 months, it would change the whole black economy. Now, did you understand that one?
Right.
Yeah. Remember the
No,
legs?
That went over my head on that one.
Remember the legs, you know, the eggs, the pantyhose that came in an egg?
Oh, yeah, wait, that was years ago.
Well, that's what I mean. Yeah, that's what I told you. Years ago I came up with that idea.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, my mother used to, and her sisters and all them, she had it come to the house.
And that's when people were wearing a lot of pantyhose then. I don't know if they were, I mean, I don't know if they're wearing them now, but that
right.
advertisement was on blast. And I said to myself.
Yeah, I remember that when I was younger, yeah. That was
right.
a lot of advertising on TV and
mm-hmm.
the whole nine, you know.
So I said, if black women were to buy their pantyhose from one location, one source, it would change the whole economy of black America. Because the world moves on container loads. The world
right.
moves on containers. And those legs,
exactly.
they come in on ships, on containers, from some foreign
exactly.
country. Exactly. Okay. And another thing, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say we got five more minutes and just wanted you to get that website out again. And I want people to go to that website and start networking with you on your site and bringing that awareness
me.
To what you're doing.
They can contact me in a number of places. I'm a techie person, by the way, and I'm also an agent for Dick Gregory. So you can contact me to... Theodore at TheodoreMiles.com. That's TheodoreMiles at TheodoreMiles.com. Or go to www.ChristmasAngelNetwork.net and there's a contact us tab there. You click on that and you know, send me a note. Say you heard the program, and I think. I appreciate you guys having me on.
We appreciate
truth.
You.
Truth, the street do not love you back.
That's real talk, man.
I love the
and we definitely thank you so much. And we definitely, if you get time, go check our website out at www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.com and learn more about what me and my wife do in the community as well.
Oh, I've already been
and,
there. Checked you out. Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
You know,
absolutely. Love it. Love
yeah,
it.
And thank
and
you so much.
And listen to some of your shows as well.
Oh man, great man. We honored to, you know, even have that man, and we want to thank Miss Smith for always sending us a great guest to the Streets of Love You Back radio show. And big ups to her and her team. Big ups to you, Mr. Theodore. And have a great holiday season, everyone. And any last words, Mr. Theodore?
Oh, well, thank you for having me on the show, and blessing, many blessings to you and your family. And to all of you who are listening, blessings to you as well.
And thank you so much. And keep in contact with us and get on our email list as well. And we'll keep you updated, and we would love to have you back again.
Thank you.
Thank you, and God bless. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
The hottest newspaper in Arizona. Buckeye Valley News. If you'd like to advertise, contact Sharon at 623-386-4426. That's 623-386-4426. And say, the streets don't love you back. Sent you. It's the book release by author Donna Buchanan. The name of the book, Second Chance Running, will be released in paperback and on ebook on September the 30th, 2013. It's a powerful story to learn from. Released from prison July 4th, 2013, she is now educating our youth and others after spending 13 years in prison. She is a member of the Streets Don't Love You Back movement, ran by Rob and Lucinda Boyd. She became a member while in prison. For more information, go to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com.
Help free G.I. California Political Prisoner of the Year, Mr. G.I. Johnson, film, TV, and record producer, is campaigning for freedom and justice against a wrongful police shooting, cover-up, and conspiracy. Please join the support with your help and donations. Buy buttons, download shirts, hats at the FreeGIProject.org. Your help is very needed. And help free G.I. FreeGIProject.org. The FreeGIProject.org.
Hey, hey, and welcome back to the Streets and Love You Back Hottest Radio Show Worldwide. And we want to thank our guest tonight again, Mr. Theodore, for tuning in. We want to thank Ms. Smith for always sending us great guests again. Much love to you and your whole team from Streets and Love You Back. And just want to give some shout-outs to our sponsors who's been great with our fifth-year toy drive this year. And we want to just give all our sponsors a shout-out tonight. And number one is Nails for You. Number two is Title Boxing Club Scottsdale. Number three is Essentials Property LLC. And number four is Burrito's Boxing Gym, Arizona Multimedia and Video Production, Farm Bureau Financial Service, One Health Urgent Care, Hometown True Value, Aaron's Sales and Lease, Store More Self-Storage, CNC Barbershop, Salon and Spa, O'Shea's, Buckeye Valley News, Jesse Martinez and Team Victor Castro, John Staple and his team, Hey Maricopa TV, Cole G and his team, The Rich Realty Group, Twin Flame Images and Production, DJ Church, Station JCS 2364, Phoenix Boys and Girls Center, and everyone else who made a donation to support our fifth-year toy drive. Me and my wife slash Queen Lucinda, we send our love and happy holidays to everyone, and thank everyone that's supporting us this year. You know, God is good, you know. So we're going to keep it rolling, and we're right here, and we're just having a great Wednesday, so we're going to kick some more tunes. We'll be right back.
When I was five, hired out to watch a baby, and he beat me when he cried. I consider that too much of a price. Even though I'm thick skinned, some of the scars stay with me for life. I ain't never been the type to spin around to the other cheek. Putting up a fight to me and my people's all are free. Four brothers, four sisters, thick family. I'm the fourth child, you following mathematically. God's in my veins, I can feel it in my soul. Three older sisters never seen again when they were sold. When they came for my brother, my mom's made them a promise. Whoever tried to take them, she's splitting open your noggin. Mommy was a rider, spiritual advisor, security provider. That's why I'm a live wire. When they ain't take my brother, I felt the power inside of me. Influenced by the moment, I'll never settle for slavery. Heavy metal weight in my head as a teen, now with seizures. Dark epilepsy and strange dreams from the tribe of Asante through grandma modesty. Being free, holding my own, just a part of me.
You thinking about coming after me? Better bring your faculty. 20 miles away before you even know what's happening. Cargo on my train. And it's something like traffic. I'm Harriet the conductor, I ain't never lost a passenger.
I'm plotting on my escape, and I'm married and feeling patient. I'm outy with no debating, you silly for conversating. I'm breaking them while you waiting, and I make it. I'll be sure to get the safest route to travel and be back for you as base.
September 17th, 1849. Me and my brothers Henry and Ben said it's mine. So we left for Maryland, headed towards freedom land. But they feet chillied up, so we turned around and went back to the owners. Believe me, I didn't wanna. Had a new
my brothers were scared, we're in the bottom. A little while later, man, I ran away again. But this time, straight dolo fan backs to the wind. In the middle of the night, in the winter, in the cold, I was navigating on the Underground Railroad. Nah, it ain't a literal train, it's a form of resistance, just with the railroad theme. So a station's a safe house where the runaways go, and the runaway slaves are considered cargo. The person who hit them considered a station master, and the stockholder's the one who will put the cash up. Me, I'm the conductor, I transported the cargo. Routes that I took remain secret, I took an oath, boss of my train. You get on, there is no rebelling. Grown man said he turning back, and I had to tell him, fam, why you had me bring the metal out? Cock it back, point it at your head and bring the devil out. There's no going back, besides you gon' snitch. And I'll kill you where you stand before you sing behind the whip. Running from slave catchers, a bounty on my head. Until my whole fam free, I don't really care. Had a 10-year span with 19 or so trips. I done freed so many slaves, they calling me Moses. During the Civil War, because of my skills, I became the first woman to lead an armed assault. I am Harriet Tubman, you need to fall back, a conductor. I never ran my train off the track. You thinking about coming after me? Better bring your faculty. 20 miles away before you even know what's happening. Cargo on my train and it's something like traffic. I'm Harriet the conductor, I ain't never lost a passenger.
Try to do my story. The hottest newspaper in Arizona. Buckeye Valley News. If you like to advertise, contact Sharon at 623-386-4426. That's 623-386-4426. And say, the streets don't love you back. Sent you.
I knew I had hit rock bottom when I started shooting up. That was my lowest point because I just was like totally out of it. I wasn't even there no more. I was just gone. My name is Tanya. I am 15 years old. I am from Douglas, Arizona. I started using meth when I was 12. Basically, my life was totally destroyed. I mean, I had ran away from home, and so I didn't have nowhere to go. I wore the same clothes every day. Like, I only showered like maybe twice a week. I didn't have nothing left. I mean, nothing at all. I didn't even have no shoes on my feet. I thought I knew everything. I was like, you know, I'm not going to get addicted to this drug. It's not going to hurt me at all. I can control myself. But in the long run, it, you know, I couldn't control it. It's like meth, controlled me.
Brought to you by the Arizona Meth Project.
Yo, this your man T-Rob, the Quiet Giant, and you are listening to The Streets Don't Love You Back with Rob and Lucinda Boyd. We Global Blunt Entertainment Universal, baby. Don't forget that, you.
Have a dream, show some love, and take a ride down memory lane. Just me and her, listening to music that I love. Hey, love, you can be my brown sugar. Hey, love, you can be my brown sugar. Hey, love, you can be my brown sugar. Hey, love, you can be my brown sugar.
Back in the days when I was a teenager, before I had money, cell phone, or a pager. Just me and my girl listening to hip-hop. Mama used to say it reminded her of bebop. But dancing to Michael, see the music is a cycle. Remembering good times, Soul Train is really a good thing. I'm feeling too good, nah, I might just need a drink. Might just reminisce, I know that she feeling this. She listening to Mary J. Baby girl looking good and she came my way. Let's play some OJs. Let's unwind, slow it down, two-step. Nah, clap with me one time. She feeling good too, like it's summertime. Girl, I get around in my hometown. You can come too. I love you like soul food for the love that we had.
Have a dream, show some love, and take a ride down memory lane. Just me and her, listening to music that I love. Hey love, you can be my brown sugar. Hey love, you can be my brown sugar. Hey love, you can be my brown sugar. Hey love, you can be my brown sugar.
Now we smooth operating, it's just me and my lady slow dancing the side day. She's sipping the wine slow. I put on some pendergrass and light up a candle. She feeling that heat wave. We dance the night away. Shout out to the DJ for playing the right one. He put on another song. It sound like Marvin Gaye or maybe some Isley's. No matter where we be, she be right beside me. We go good together like sugar, honey, and tea. Loving memory lane. I play her another song. Now she feeling candy rain in the soul for real. Telling her how I feel. Now she wanna take a trip with me around the world. Feeling like I'm in love. And I hope that she feel what I feel. So I know that it's real. So I know that it's real. Walking memory lane, thinking of summer days, telling me how she feel. Listen to Lauryn Hill, beautiful how she sings. I put on some Mal Green, getting her in the mood, not rushing into a thing. I'm feeling like Rick James, we high up Mary Jane. She the girl in my dreams, she my earth, wind, and fire. Whenever we be together, no arguing with each other. Music keep us together, getting us through the weather. Feeling the summer breeze, call you my summer girl. Like Jodeci, I'm a fiend, travel around the world. Ribbon up in the sky, writing it on the wall. I put on some MJ, she my pretty young thing. We remember the time, so we had to escape down memory lane. All alone, just me and my girl with a song. That's the life that I love, come on.
Have a dream, show some love, and take
9/11. They think we don't know. Oklahoma City, Agenda 21.
They know some of us.
No, but they think
y'all didn't know I was gonna come like this.
Y'all ain't FEMA camps. The barbed wire's pointed in. These are my current events. Infowars.com. Now hear this. Better listen to what they say. They ain't just talking shit. There's a war out here. No one is safe from.
Doesn't matter how many rounds or how big your gun.
It comes down to one thing. Knowledge is power. Go read some articles. Just spend an hour. Contemplating Infowars. Or find them on YouTube. You'll be surprised how much it'll change your mood. Stock up your drop food. Verify your water.
Don't buy into mainstream media. Don't even bother.
Teach one. Go tell your father, your mother, sister, brother, aunt, uncle, and daughter. The temperature is rising. It'll only get hotter. I hear what they're saying. I won't be the cannon fodder. I will be their example. No, not me. Not my kids, my wife, my friends. No, none of my family. It's a war on information. And the planet's a prison.
Inside of you all.
Let's make a decision.
I've made a decision.
To make an incision.
Cut out the bullshit.
Goodbye, good riddance.
It's a war on information.
And the planet's a prison.
Inside of you all.
Let's make a decision.
I've made a decision.
Let's get incision.
Cut out the bullshit.
Goodbye, good riddance.
I feel you, Alex Jones.
But not like the TSA.
I hear you, Alex Jones.
I'm listening to what you say.
You got them on the run. They know we're marching their way.
All my knowledge and history and maybe a few guns.
They can't fool us.
We're not the ones.
They can lie to some, but not to all.
As we stand up, down they fall. We're taking our stance back. Liberties and all.
Taking the ball,
we're patriots,
they best heed the call.
As they walking through the valley, they should watch for rock falls. They can't stop us all,
there's strength in numbers.
Many hands make light work, we can watch them crumble.
Fumble and fall,
run and crawl. Against the snakes in the grass, we gotta stand tall.
This song's a warning shot, we are coming, that is all.
There's a war on information,
and the planet's a prison.
Inside of you all,
let's make a decision.
I've made a decision,
to make an incision.
Cut out the bullshit,
goodbye, good riddance.
And the planet's a prison.
Inside of you all,
let's make a decision.
I've made a decision.
Let's get incision.
Cut out the bullshit.
Goodbye, good riddance.
1984,
no 1776.
We ain't gonna be your slaves.
We ain't gonna be your bingo.
We ain't gonna be your punk.
We ain't gonna be your trick.
When you come, you'll find us shooting bullets and flicks.
It's just a bunch of bullshit. So feel this, when we stick it won't hurt. Just a little prick.
Little arrow, get back, take a hit of your own itch.
This is just a preview of what is coming.
Pike, we're down tonight.
If you don't respect us, we don't respect your life.
This is not a threat, it's a warning to you.
So you're coming after us, we're not chasing after you.
We're standing on ground, don't get too close.
But we are like the sun, you'll get burned like toast.
From coast to coast and sea to shining sea,
we won't stand for this ish.
No, none of your tyranny.
It's a war on information,
and the planet's a prison.
Inside of you all,
let's make a decision.
I've made a decision
to make an incision.
Cut out the bullshit,
goodbye, good riddance.
And the planet's a prison.
Inside of you all,
let's make a decision.
I've made a decision.
Let's get incision.
Cut out the bullshit.
Goodbye, good riddance.
Hey, 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 ladies and gentlemen, and welcome right back here to the hottest show worldwide, The Streets Don't Love You Back. We want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight, and like I say, we'd like to thank our sponsors and everybody who's supported us on our fifth year toy drive. Also, we have the Golden Gloves coming up March 7th, 8th, and 9th, and that's going to be at the Arizona Event Center up in Mesa. So stay tuned for that. You can go on Facebook or on our website, www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.com, for more information. If you'd like to become a sponsor at the Golden Gloves, contact my beautiful wife, Lucinda, or her cousin, Kelly Finn, and they'll get you hooked up, you know. And we're looking forward for a great 2014 for the Golden Gloves and many events that we're going to be doing as well. And we want to thank everybody who gives back to help the homeless every month that me and my wife does. And we want to thank all our supporters with that as well. The next homeless feed is January the 5th, 2014. If you want to get involved with that, please contact us at thestreetsdontloveyouback@gmail.com. Go to our store online and order you some nice gear, Streets Don't Love You Back gear, or get my books, The Streets Don't Love You Back and Never Hit a Woman. And we just like to say we thank everybody once again, and have a great, great holiday season. And we're going to play a couple more songs, and then we're going to get back to you in a few minutes. Peace and love.
Take my time, look into my eyes, I can read your mind. Let my fingertips follow down your spine and lay your feelings down. Giving me the sign, cross the line, you already mine, so it ain't no crime. Let her eye do the talking, girl, and know that I'm gon' lay my feelings down. Ain't in no hurry, gon' take my time, look into my eyes, I can read your mind. Let my fingertips follow down your spine and lay your feelings down. Giving me the sign, cross the line, you already mine, so it ain't no crime. Let her eye do the talking, girl, and know that I'm gon' lay my feelings down. When I first saw you, couldn't believe my eyes. From the first contact, you had me hypnotized, like rolling tides in paradise. Gotta put in some time, gotta make you mine. If you got a minute, could you spend it with me? If you gotta go, just know one thing, I think about you every time that you leave, and I miss you for your goal, so won't you stay, please? You are what I need, baby.
Your body's like a space,
but
my heart's
in
your waist.
Can I touch you, please, lady?
Explore your frame in every single place.
Gonna take my time when this goes down.
We out there, no secret, nobody gotta know.
Let's have good conversation, lay our feelings down.
If you feel the same, then let me know.
Ain't in no hurry, gon' take my time. Look into my eyes, I can read your mind. Let my fingertips follow down your spine and lay your feelings down. Giving me the sign, cross the line, you already mine, so it ain't no crime. Let her eye do the talking, girl, and know that I'm gon' lay my feelings down. Ain't in no hurry, gon' take my time, look into my eyes, I can read your mind. Let my fingertips follow down your spine and lay your feelings down. Giving me the sign, cross the line, you already mine, so it ain't no crime. Let her eye do the talking, girl, and know that I'm gon' lay my feelings down. Now that I got you here with me, I plan on giving you everything you need. Let me undress you and plant my seed and show you all the things that you won't believe. I need your full attention, not to mention concern. Now that we sitting, just listen and learn. I'll spend my patience and offend to earn my wish for your kiss to quench this burn. You are what I need, baby.
Your body's like a case, come on, spread away.
Can I touch you, please, lady?
Explore your frame in every secret place.
Gonna take my time when this goes down.
Yeah, a little secret, nobody gotta know.
Let's have good conversation, lay our feelings down.
If you feel ashamed, then let me know.
Ain't in no hurry, gon' take my time. Look into my eyes, I can read your mind. Let my fingertips follow down your spine and lay your feelings down. Giving me the sign, cross the line, you already mine, so it ain't no crime. Let her eye do the talking, girl, and know that I'm gon' lay my feelings down. Ain't in no hurry, gon' take my time. Look into my eyes, I can read your mind. Let my fingertips follow down your spine and lay your feelings down. Giving me the sign, cross the line, you already mine, so it ain't no crime. Let her eye do the talking, girl, and know that I'm gon' lay my feelings down.
I sat in an empty apartment. I found a 9mm under the kitchen sink and I stuck it up to my head and I was ready to pull the trigger and ready to die. You know, I knew what I made of my life was a living hell. My name is Joe and I'm 20 years old. I'm from Apache Junction, Arizona, and I started using meth when I was 16. I was doing about an 8-ball a day, and it was terrible. It was lonely, you know, being out using it was lonely because all the friends that you had before, they didn't want nothing to do with you. And I pulled my oldest brother into it, got him wrapped up and involved in it, and, you know, the first time he tried it, he was hooked. You don't realize that it's not only hurting yourself, but it's hurting everybody around you. I look back now, I mean, everything I said that I didn't want to be is what I turned out to be, because I know how bad I was, and I know how many people I've hurt around me. I know that that's not something that I'm wanting to do again.
Brought to you by the Arizona Meth Project.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome right back here to the hottest show worldwide, The Streets Don't Love You Back. Me and my beautiful wife, Slash Queen, we just want to thank everybody for tuning in every Wednesday night with us, and we're just going to give all our sponsors another big shout out because we truly, truly appreciate everybody from the bottom of our heart that's participated in our fifth year toy drive. And we're going to give a big shout out to Nails for You, Title Boxing Club Scottsdale, Essentials Properties LLC, Brito's Boxing Gym, Arizona Multimedia and Video Production, Farm Bureau Financial Services, One Health Urgent Care, Hometown True Value, Aaron Sales and Lease, Store More Self Storage, CNC Barbershop Salon and Spa, O'Shea's, Buckeye Valley News, Jesse Martinez and Team Victor Castro, John Staple and his team, Hey Maricopa TV, Koji and his team, The Rich Realty Group, Twin Flame Images and Productions, DJ Church Station, JCS 2364, Phoenix Boys and Girls Center, and everyone else who made a donation to support our fifth year toy drive. Thank you from Rob and Lucinda. God bless all. Have a great holiday season. And don't forget to log on our website for more information at www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.name.com. Blessings. Have a great one. And we're going to go out with another track. And I'm going to play another commercial right quick, and then we'll go out with a good track.
The paranoia, the shadow people. You start seeing random shadows thinking that people are following you. You're in a house, you think everyone's out to get you, even though they're supposed to be your friends, you think. You think everybody just hates you, basically. My name is Alan. I'm 22 years old. I'm from Tucson, Arizona. I started doing meth when I was 16 years old. One thing I do a lot of is steal from my family. That was probably the most hurtful. I take everything that they liked, and I would go and trade them for drugs, or I'd go to a pawn shop and pawn them off, just for just maybe 20, 30 bucks just to get high. My morals were pretty messed up at the time. All my reservations were gone. I said I'd never steal from my family. I would never steal from a random individual. I've done all those. I had to get to that point to where I lost everything. Family gave up on me. Pretty much had nobody but myself, which I did to myself, so.
Brought to you by the Arizona Meth Project.
Hey. Back to the Streets and Love You Back Hottest Radio Show. Peace and love, and we're going out with the hot track, Hypnotized by Biggie. Peace. Have a great evening.
Come on. Quicker than your average. Pop a twist, cabbage on instinct. Niggas don't think shit. Stink pink gators. My Detroit players. Tim's for my hooligans in Brooklyn. Dead right. It's the head right. Biggie there. Air night. Papa been smooth since days of under rules. Never lose. Never choose to. Bruce, cruise who? Do something to us.
Come on.
Talk goes to us. Girls want to us. Wanna do us, screw us, who us? Yeah, Papa and Pop. Close like Starsky and Hutch, stick to clutch. Yeah, I squeeze three at your cherry M3. Bang every MC easily.
Take that.
Recently, niggas frontin' ain't saying nothing, so I just speak my peace. Keep my peace. Cubans with the Jesus peace. With my peace. Packin', askin' who want it. They got it, nigga, flaunt it. That Brooklyn bullshit, we on it.
biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me, and I just love your flashy ways. I guess that's why they're broken, you're so fake. Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me, and I just love your flashy ways.
I put hoes in NY onto DKNY. Miami, D.C., prefer Versace.
That's right.
All Philly hoes know it's Moschino. Every cutie with the booty for the coochie. Now who's the real dookie? Meaning who's really the shit? Them niggas ride dick. Frank White push the stick on the left. LX, 4.5. Bulletproof glass tips if I want some ass. Gon' blast sweet first. Ask questions last. That's how most of these so-called gangsters pass. At last, a nigga rapping about blunts and bras, tits and bras, menage a trois, sex and expensive cars, and still leave you on the pavement. Condo paid for, no car payment, that's my arraignment, no for the plaintiff. Your daughter's tied up in the Brooklyn basement, face it, not guilty, that's how I stay filthy, richer than richer, so you niggas come and get me.
Come on.
Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me, and I just love your flashy ways. Guess that's why they're broken, you're so fake. Baby, baby, can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me, and I just love your flashy ways. Guess that's why they're broken, you're so fake.
I can fill you with real millionaire shit. Yeah. That's cargo, my cargo. 160, swiftly. Wreck it by your new one. Your crew run, run, run. Your crew run, run. I know you sick of this. Name brand, nigga with flows, girl, say he sweet like licorice. So get with this, nigga, it's easy. Girlfriend, here's a bitch. Call me round 10, come through, have sex on rough, that's Persian.
That's right.
Come up to your job, hit you while you're working, for certain. Pop a freaking, not speaking, leave their ass leaking like rapper demo. Tell them move, take their clothes off slowly. Kill them with the force like Kobe, dick black like Kobe, watch me roam like Romy. Lucky they don't owe me, where to stay, show me, homie.
Homie.
Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me, and I just love your flashy ways. Guess that's why they're broken, you're so fake. Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me, and I just love your flashy ways. Guess that's why they're broken, you're so fake. Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me, and I just love your flashy ways. Guess that's why they're broken, you're so fake. Sometimes your words just hypnotize me, and I just love your flashy ways. Guess that's why they're broken, you're so mean. Biggie, biggie, biggie.